It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening to this today that this just really helps her understand your grace so that she may engage in your power and bear fruit for your glory, Father. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous it can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted, and you need God's grace to get you through persecution. It gets a lot of Christians either to bear a lot less fruit if they're doing well or to stop altogether, okay? And you need God's grace to help you over. You need God's grace to just obey Him, period, okay? But when you understand how God's grace works, you can really engage in it more and understand it so that you can overcome persecution, because it's a very strong temptation, okay? I just want to touch a bit on the previous podcast where I was talking about this backlash of from feminism that's taking place in, I guess, what's called the manosphere. Because I've had some leads. I teach spiritual. This is just because I understand that there's different levels of, Christians that listen to this, that some ladies are babes, okay, and some are, and if you are a babe, you need to read your Bible, like I say over and over again, from cover to cover, you don't read it again, so you won't be a babe. You don't want to be a babe. You can't help it if you just got saved, but you don't want to stay in that state. You want to grow, okay? But I do need to explain something. I teach spiritual warfare for women because the Bible commands women not to teach nor usurp authority over the man, okay? And that's from the book of Timothy, okay? As a matter of fact, I'll just go ahead and read that verse. This is 1 Timothy chapter 2, starting at verse 11. It says, "Let the woman learn in all silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach nor usurp authority over the man, but be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve." Okay? And it's not that God hates women or anything crazy like that. Okay? It's just because God has order. Okay? So women teach women, and men are appointed to be like pastors over a whole church. And I'm not a pastor. I think most sisters that listen to this probably know this, but I'm just going to, because like I said, I know some babes that listen. I'm not a pastor. A woman's not supposed to be a pastor, okay? A woman teaches women, okay? You can have women prophets, okay? They're called prophetesses, women teachers and things like that, okay? And then, of course, women that work miracles, they have different giftings of the Spirit, okay? But in terms of the church, okay, a woman's not supposed to be pastoring a church or leading a church, okay? And she's not supposed to teach over men, okay? That's the only reason why this is called spiritual warfare for women, because I obey the Bible and I believe it. And it's correct. I have no business teaching men. I don't want to teach men. I like teaching women. Men and women are different, okay? It's counter to the authority. It's just God is a God of order. He says, you do this, and you do this, and you do this. You're in charge of this group. You're in charge of that group. You're in charge of that group. You're in submission to this. You're in submission to that. You're in submission to that. Once again, it's not about the fact that like God hates women or anything crazy like that. That's a complete deception of Satan. God loves men and women, okay? But he just has things organized, okay? And when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're going to enjoy it, because I love working with women. I've had it happen before where I've had male pastors, and I tell them, I'm not supposed to teach. Sorry, you need to go find a man to help you because, you know, come into problems and stuff like that. And I'm like, you need to find a man to help you because I work with women, you know? You know, and anyways, but I don't want to get off the subject. So I just want to make that clear. I'm not a feminist or anything like that. I don't believe in that. I just teach women because that's what the Bible, commands. Okay. So moving on, talking about God's grace. This is Romans chapter 6, starting at verse, 1. This is, how we're conformed into the image of Christ. So we're called, okay, and we're predestined and called, okay. And then we get saved. We're taught a fear of God, okay. That's a gift. We don't naturally have a fear of God put into us. He, by God's grace, places that into our hearts, okay, like this. And then we get conformed to the image of Christ, okay. It says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead in sin live any longer therein? For know ye not that so many of us that were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Okay. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but live unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay? So we are then conformed to his image and to his death and to his baptism, so we may have life with him. Okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she truly humbles her heart and understands that she needs to read her KJV Bible from cover to cover. And when she's done, reads it again and then asks to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand all these things. I ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, in Jesus' name. Amen.